7.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you would like toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line. And we are extra live tonight, in person, live here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Thank you. We've got a wonderful, beautiful audience here tonight in the LRN.FM media room, where all manner of different presentations have been happening throughout the week so far. And we're almost halfway done, guys, and that's the sad news, we're on the down as of after tonight. It'll be the downhill portion of this event.
That's the thing about the Porcupine Freedom Festival is it's such a good time. It doesn't ever really even feel like it will end. It doesn't feel like vacation. It feels like life.
Yeah, that's true. Eddie Freeze with us, by the way. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, guys.
Good to have you on the show.
Am I coming in okay?
Yeah, nice and hot. You certainly know how to use that microphone, so glad to have you here. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can still call about what you want, even though we're out in the middle of the woods. We still have the technology to be able to talk to you, so please feel free to do that. We, of course, will be highlighting some of the cool stuff that has been going on and will be going on at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I know Dr. Mary Ruart spoke today, and, of course, she is one of my favorites. I did get to hear some of her speech, and she, of course, was talking about her time in the pharmaceutical industry, and I didn't get a whole lot of detail on what she covered. Mark, were you there for that one?
Yes, I was actually paying attention. I didn't have my nose in my laptop the whole time while halfway out of the building.
Hey, someone's got to do the work, okay?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was lounging about listening to the speakers.
Yeah, so, of course, Dr. Mary Ruart is always great, and
Don't worry. You'll be able to talk to her this evening at 9 p.m. when I have her scheduled.
Great. You did a great job with that.
Yeah, thank you.
So, many different presentations today. Song and Story Hour for infants and toddlers, so there's always stuff for kids to do. In fact, there was some kind of a pizza pool party going on earlier for families as well, a kids' hula hoop workshop. What did Jack do today?
Well, the kids do the same thing that the adults do here. They're here for the interactions, the people, the camping event. They're playing on the playground and doing their thing. There are certainly sort of regimented kids events, but I think what I've seen is the kids enjoy the pool and the playing and the other kids and that kind of thing. I mean, it's just they have their own Porcupine Freedom Festival that is for them.
Yeah, and of course there's all kinds of stuff for adults to engage in. Karaoke, of course, was last night, which went on much longer than was originally scheduled. They'd scheduled it for 2 hours. It went on from, I think, 7 all the way to midnight instead of 7 to 9, so it was a huge event. In fact, rumor has it they will be bringing karaoke back for an encore presentation sometime later this week.
They need to. I finally did get a chance last night. I was able to whip out some David Bowie.
Yeah, I heard that. That was good. So Eddie Free, you know, what brings you to our table tonight besides just, you know, getting to chat with us? What's going on with you?
I just wanted to tell folks that this is my first year to Vend, actually. I've been Porcupine Freedom Festival for 4 years now, and I finally decided to Vend. I'm selling organic heirloom seeds. I'm also cooking up steak dinners. I've got Black Angus steak dinners, all organic. I'm preparing mushrooms and garlic sauté within, and potatoes and garlic. I'm booked straight for the week. I've already had people coming
You're
up and
a little,
wanting these things.
A little sort of fine dining restaurant.
That's exactly what it is.
And one of the things I wanted to show people is the depth, breadth, and variety of businesses that are going on here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I have a guy who's driven halfway across the continent in order to serve organic steak meals and Vend heirloom vegetable seeds. That's how, you know, just how much variety there is here.
That's exactly right. I 4 years I've been coming here, and sure, I like fried food just like anyone else, but sometimes we want something that's a little more nutrient-dense to get that energy up, and so clearly there was a market. I hadn't seen anybody selling steaks, so I thought, wow, okay, I'm going to bring some Black Angus grass-fed steaks, and I know there's a market for it, and yeah, I'm booked already, solid all the way through.
That's fantastic. Now, are you taking any time off for you to kind of go out and enjoy the festival, or are you just working every day, all day?
Just really just the evenings. I'm joining everybody. You know, we did the karaoke, and then, of course, the bonfire. But during the day, I'm pretty much just staying at home base and just trying to make some money.
And it's working out. That's great news.
Oh, it's been great.
And, of course, you're not the only person here selling a variety of things. There's not only food available, but there's, you know, there's clothing, there's pipes. I mean, all
firearms.
Yeah, that's true. There's a raffle, I think, for a really killer rifle.
Yeah, you know, I thought it was interesting when I was walking sort of through the Porcupine Freedom Festival today, and I realized that I was, you know, deep in the woods with 1,000 armed anarchists.
I wouldn't say they're all armed, but certainly a number of the people here are armed, and that makes it a very safe.
And I found
festival.
Myself to be just as, and my child and my wife to be just as safe as we possibly could be.
Absolutely. Last year I was watching the kids on the playground, and I just looked, and the fathers standing around watching their children play, they're all packing metal. They're all carrying, they're all heavily armed. And I thought for that moment, those children on that playground are the safest children in the world.
Right, and nothing's going to happen to them.
It's so true. So, Eddie, you keep coming back to this event. What is it that is so attractive about the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
Camaraderie, friendship. Of course, the seminars, all the speakers, all the brain candy and that. And so, yeah, and since getting into the Liberty Movement, my friendships have just, and the bonds that I've created with folks all across the country, especially in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it just gives me a chance to see all my brothers and sisters from the Shire.
Now, you at one time were talking about making a move. Some sort of issue came up, a health issue with a family member.
Indeed, yes.
You weren't able to come here as soon as you had hoped to do so, and you may still be a few years out.
Exactly, but it is definitely, it's not just on my radar. I am going to end up here. So,
fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to it because I know you are one of the, you know, the killer activists, and I think
Thanks.
That's what makes New Hampshire the Free State Project such a great concept. The idea, of course, to bring 20,000 liberty-minded people all together to the same place to get active for more freedom. I think that it does attract that high-level activist, that person who is so dedicated to the ideas of liberty that they're willing to not only, you know, dedicate time, but also, in this case, pick up their life and move from somewhere where they might have lived for a long time. How long have you been in the D.C. area, by the way?
I've only been in D.C. for 3 years.
Okay, so about as long as I've known you, then.
Right, yeah. I really started getting active when I moved to D.C., and that was the original reason. I moved there for work, and then, of course, you know, the rest was going to be gravy as far as activism. I thought, wow, I'm going to go to D.C. You know, that's where the heart of the beast is. And you know, and I thought, well, you know, and you know, guys, I mean, we danced at the Jefferson Memorial. We sold lemonade on the Capitol.
All great
We've
activism.
Done all kinds of activism there, but it's really not going to change anything.
Right.
I really, when I do that type of activism, it's really just more about awareness and just exposing the violence that is the state, because I don't expect them to change their ideals of what they do.
I think that the best activism you could do, I mean, that stuff's good for publicity, and it did garner some.
Indeed.
I think the best thing you could do as far as for the movement would be to start promoting the Free State Project, if you aren't already, to all the libertarians down there, because there are a bunch of them toiling away in D.C.
I've done a few videos of myself going to some of the monuments, and I hand out the Free State Project materials. It cannot be overstated how valuable just handing out a piece of paper like this. I think it was Christopher Lawless had some, wherever he was living before, he was at some festival and somebody handed him a Free State Project flyer, and that's Chris Lawless, mm-hmm. And then here he is now.
Exactly. Chris Lawless, of course, one of the most active people in the Free State Project. He is the guy who has put together the Liberty Forum, which is the other yearly event that happens here in New Hampshire to attract people here and kind of show off the Liberty community and some of the great things that are going on up here. And it just never ends. There's always some new activism that's, you know, newsmaking. Obviously, in Keene right now, we've got the Robin Hooding thing that's making headlines all over the world.
It's beautiful.
And I'm so glad you're here, Eddie Free. Anything else you want to share with our audience?
Well, that's it. I just, anybody that's in the immediate area, if you can come down, come on down. Your friends are all here waiting for you.
That's a great point, because even if you've never been to New Hampshire before, even if you've never been to the Porcupine Freedom Festival before, to say that your friends are waiting for you, people you've never met before, that's not an inaccurate statement.
No, no, it's not. It's all these new faces I've seen this year. Yeah, it come down to Porcupine Festival. Move your butts. Do it. Do
Eddie
it
Freed,
now.
Thank you for being here tonight on Free Talk Live. Always appreciate your time and you as well listening. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You don't have to call about Pork Fest. You can still call about anything you want. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live, live from Pork Fest X.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralax stops the pounding. Migralax was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Mauskopf. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralax, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Mauskopf's Migralax gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralax works unbelievably fast, and it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralax. Call 800-543-4186. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralax Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-543-4186. Or go to MigralaxRelief.com. MigralaxRelief.com. Or call 800-543-4186.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we have there. Once again, freetalklive.com, including archives. You can click, you can download all of the archives of Free Talk Live that go all the way back to late 2006. And it's all completely free for you. So do enjoy that. And it's a big thanks to our normal Wednesday night co-host, Nemi, is why we have the archives this week in such an easy-to-access fashion.
Hey, you know, SoundCloud is cooperating, too. Thank goodness.
Well, you're the one who's actually, for the most part, back in our Keene, New Hampshire studios to handle all the technical aspects of things. But you've come out to Porkfest.
Yes, I sure have. This is my first time at Porkfest. This is
a big deal
because my friends who have known me for years and years have wanted me to come to Porkfest, but I have never actually gotten off my duff and gotten out of Keene and come up to Lancaster. And this is a real good time. So
good. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
I mean, I got a sunburn. Look at me. I have not had this much sun in my life. It's fantastic. It's been a great time up here, and I absolutely can say come to Porkfest next year if you're not here now. If you've never come, then you absolutely need to come and check it out.
Yeah, I love it here. It's such a great group of people, and it just keeps getting better as the week goes on with more and more folks showing up from all across the country, indeed across the world.
And you mentioned in the last segment, Eddie Free as well had said that there are lots of seminars here. I watched a seminar this afternoon on self-defense.
Mm-hmm.
That was it was fantastic. Just to sit and watch while people were out in the field practicing their tactics, you know.
Was this the close range self defense training seminar?
Why, yes, it was. As a matter of fact, it was a great watch, really.
So there was that. There was an improv comedy jam this morning. The five sector political spectrum discussion, which happened this morning as well. There was an SAS family shoot, which I guess that's off. I think that was an offsite thing. Close range self defense. And then Mary Ruart spoke on the only solution to the healthcare crisis.
I loved that speech. It was really great. And she just showed the incredible cost that regulation has on the drug industry and how it's killing people.
So there was all that. Lunch, of course, you can have that anytime you want because it's available from multiple vendors. Breakfast, a lot of them open bright and early. So much available. In fact, there's this smoothie truck here that I haven't had the chance to try out yet. It's a little pricey. I'm kind of a cheapskate.
I'm a sucker for Dunkin' Donuts coffee. I just can't help it. There's a Dunkin' Donuts within 5 miles of here, so I got in my car this morning after I trucked up here with no sleep, whatever, and went
so
out.
You haven't
got
tried
Dunkin'
the coffee that's here on the
I
campground?
Have. I am a coffee connoisseur, I tell you. I will take it by the bucket if I can. But there are plenty of if what you want isn't here, there are plenty of places in the immediate area
it's
where
true.
You can go and get what you want.
The town that we're in, Lancaster, is a pretty small town, but it still has some amenities. Still
yeah,
some restaurants,
it's a, you know, it's pretty well store. Pretty well fixed up for a little town in the White Mountains in New Hampshire, for sure.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned the White Mountains. I mean, it's such an incredible view. I have to talk about it every night on the
absolutely.
Show. You've never been at Rogers Campground before, so this
that's
is your
correct.
First time taking in this particular vista. It's just absolutely incredible. It's expansive. It surrounds the entire place.
It's breathtaking, absolutely. I came in at 2:30 this morning after I did the archive in Keene. I came up to Lancaster, mm-hmm. and so I didn't really see the vista when I came in last night, but as the sun was rising, you know, it's absolutely breathtaking, the view here. It's just a wide expanse. When you get north of Concord in New Hampshire, you don't things that the hills kind of drop away, things flatten out. Beautiful vista views in northern New Hampshire that we don't really see down in the Keene area.
No doubt. So what else were you enjoying today?
I think this is just the greatest thing. I've seen my friend Delia. She's here. I haven't seen her. And how long has it been? It's been a long time. I mean, friends of mine are up from Philly. So this is really an opportunity for me to catch up with people that I haven't seen. And my goodness, there are people wearing bling from Coplock that I've never met yet. So it's awesome to go up and say, hi, my name's Nemi. You're wearing a Coplock thing, so you must know my friends Pete and Ademo.
And they did a great presentation today. I don't know if you were there for that, but I actually came in for this one. It was Pete, it was Ademo, it was Antonio Bueller from Austin, and Jacob, who is from Copwatch, one of the guys out from the West Coast.
I met him this afternoon.
Yeah, they had a great discussion about kind of the police state and holding the police accountable. I mean, it was essentially the Cop Block panel,
sure.
but it had Peaceful Streets Project, it had Cop Watch and the guys from Cop Block. So these three organizations that, of course, Cop Watch has been around for a long time. Mm-hmm.
Did they disagree on anything sort of fundamental about how to go about holding law enforcement accountable?
I don't think they do, fundamentally. I think they're just different organizations with different approaches.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there are some slightly different approaches amongst the organizations, but, I mean, they're all very, very friendly, and they all really appreciate each other's efforts from what I've seen, and I know they were recording that one. So, while I don't know how many of the speeches have been recorded here, I know Paul Gibbons has been recording a number of them in the pavilion.
As I understand, the speeches will be available shortly at sportfest.com.
The person I had spoken with that was recording, I didn't get his name, down at the pavilion, was taking tape and said it would be available. Absolutely, I think that's fantastic. I would love to see some of the stuff that I didn't get to catch while I wasn't here. Absolutely.
Yeah, the Cop Block panel was a two-hour-long discussion, mostly audience interaction. They started taking questions right out the gate, and a lot of people had experiences they wanted to share and talk about. And of course, I was there. I naturally had to speak up for the Free State Project being the best option for those who want to keep the police accountable.
Because someone like you.
There was this lady from from Baltimore who was telling us about how awful the police are in Baltimore. And, you know, her question was, well, what can we do if we're in a big city? The answer is get the hell out and come to New Hampshire.
Sorry,
Ian has a solution for you.
Yes. Come to Keene specifically, because I was in Manchester earlier today. It was still today for me. I didn't sleep last night. So I was in Manchester yesterday, and they have their parking enforcement folks out in these trench coats and their fluorescent orange and must be enforced. And it's just like, you know, I wonder what Robin Hood would do in Manchester, or how effective it would be in Manchester. I don't think it would be as effective as
Robin Hood, of course, are the individuals in Keene who will rescue people from getting parking tickets. And it is something that has made international headlines. I don't think it would be as effective in Manchester because they have the kiosks there, and the kiosks basically make it impossible to Robin Hood in any kind of an effective manner.
And what's crazy to me is when we were out at Ademo's sentencing, there was a parking enforcement person who came up to walk past us at the courthouse, and she insisted that we move out of her way. It's the same idea of, oh, this is law enforcement, you must bow and pay respect to a parking enforcement person. I don't think so. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, there is no option for saving Baltimore. I'm sorry. Let's be realistic. Yeah. The cops there are out of control. The cops in big cities, there's more cops than there will ever be activists who care enough to do anything about the police. So why not, if you really care about this issue and you love liberty, why wouldn't you want to move to New Hampshire, where it's not going to be long before the activists outnumber the police?
I would certainly agree with you. I think it takes a lot of cojones, for lack of a better term, to go out in a state like Florida and actually take things on yourself. I absolutely agree with you, Ian. Come to New Hampshire. There's power in numbers.
Yes.
Absolutely. And you don't have to be alone.
Nemi, thanks for sitting in. Enjoy the rest of the night here at Porkfest X, 855-450-FREE. We have more to come here, including one of the hosts of Flaming Freedom will be joining us here in moments. Gabrielle, also, we will take your calls about whatever is on your mind. You dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Move over organic. The Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. BensDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. BensDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out BensDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click BensDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on BensDiscountSupply.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at AtlasSurvivalShelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or AtlasSurvivalShelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. We're here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You can join us on the phones at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
We've got Sabrielle on our third microphone. She is one of the hosts of Flaming Freedom. We're going to tell you, I guess, or she's going to tell us a disturbing story here about the police in moments. But first...
Well, I want to tell you about the Freedom Fest. Freedom Fest. It's the biggest liberty-oriented event of the year. Speakers include luminaries like John Stossel, Grover Norquist, Rand Paul, Steve Forbes, Art Laufer, and many more. If you haven't heard, the venue's been changed. Freedom Fest will be held July 10th through the 13th. That's less than a month away at Planet Hollywood and the Strip in Las Vegas. I'm going to be there representing Free Talk Live. There's nothing like Freedom Fest. There's nothing like Vegas. Get your tickets and your hotel rooms now. They're booking fast. It's an event you don't want to miss. FreedomFest.com to get registered now. FreedomFest.com.
So we're here at Porkfest X, and that means we're surrounded by, about 1,000 liberty-loving people, maybe far more than that, as the week ends up wrapping out. It's an entire week-long camping event in the northern White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's an absolutely beautiful location. The people are fantastic, and I've had the pleasure of meeting a number of new folks. In fact, it seems like a super majority of people here this year are brand new. Sabrielle, you are not brand new to this event. How many of these have you been to?
No, this is my fifth Porkfest. I first came in 2009.
Was that before you moved to New Hampshire?
Yes. Yes, this is only my second Porkfest having moved.
Oh, wow.
And I have to say that Porkfest before I moved was like a taste of utopia because I spent most of my time in Western New York, according to the Mercatus Center, the least free state in the union.
Or you could just go ahead and say it is the most tyrannical. I mean, you don't want to say you're the least anything. You're the most tyrannical.
Yeah. It was pretty bad, and I was one of the only libertarians on my campus. I started college libertarians. Actually, I started college libertarians because I needed a campus group to sponsor a table, and I wanted a group to sponsor my table because I wanted to pass out Free State Project materials in the student union. So that was the original impetus, but you don't feel any loneliness you've ever felt from, you know, being surrounded by statists, you can just kiss that feeling goodbye for a week and feel surrounded
at
by friends. And
yeah.
Yes, surrounded by friends and family in a large sense. Although, of course, now that I live in New Hampshire and I experience that joy every day in Manchester, which is not without its merits, I'm going to mention that.
Oh, you Manchester people.
Yeah.
Manchester's great. It's a big city. Lots of things to do there.
Yes. And a large activist community. But Porkfest is still a treat because it's that feeling of being surrounded by people who care about you and who care about liberty, but intensified and magnified. And I do feel safer here than I feel out in the real world. So
you're one of the hosts of Flaming Freedom. FlamingFreedom.com is the website. It is a more than weekly LGBT-friendly/oriented liberty conversation.
Yes, and it's going through a lot of changes right now. Mm-hmm. And since I'm a mere co-host, I can't detail those changes. But I have enjoyed being part of Flaming Freedom for maybe 10 months now. And I kind of sometimes I feel like the token feminist, even though Dale describes himself as a feminist on some nights, but I spend a lot of time rolling my eyes at Neil Connor and just defending positions that a lot of libertarians could hear a good defense of.
Let's get into your issue tonight that you wanted to discuss with us tonight. You were involved.
Are you just brushing across your feminism? You need to check your privilege, buddy.
Okay. Anyway, wanted to talk about the issue that you wanted to bring to the table, which was a story about the police and how they treated you, apparently, when you were being arrested for the Occupy Manchester situation, where a number of people were arrested in the public park, or what is ostensibly a public park. It was after hours. They threatened you. You did not leave the park. And they arrested you for that. You ended up getting convicted by a jury of your so-called peers at trial, which was unfortunate because it seemed like a pretty clear constitutional violation to me. You guys should have been able to stay in an ostensibly public place. You weren't being rowdy. You were just, you know, protesting.
We were, in fact, improving the park.
Picking it up,
We were picking it up. We had paid for porta-potties, and we were turning it into a place of public discourse. And we were feeding the homeless. Of course, that's not kosher in Manchester right now.
It's not
either.
Kosher in a lot of cities around the country. So they arrested you and took you away from your friends and your support group. But what's the story there?
Well, I, being the only Free Stater who was arrested, I was treated differently that night, which was very interesting to me and to everybody observing because they took the other four victims away first. And then I stood around for like 10 minutes chatting with everybody else on the sidewalk, you know, across the fence, and just kind of waiting for a cop to come up to me. And they were off, you know, several yards away talking to themselves. And I was like, doesn't anybody care that I'm still standing here? Not that I wanted to be arrested, but I was like,
you weren't leaving.
Yeah. What exactly is going on here? And I think they could tell that I was part of the community. I mean, Marv showed up like 20 people at least.
This is an RV. That
yes. The
Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle.
Yes.
Which is here, by the way, at Porkfest.
Of course. Yeah. And And so, you know, all of the cop block people and a bunch of porcupines came to record and to support the occupiers. And so I think they were a little more hesitant to do anything to me because of that, which was really interesting. But then when I was arrested and Ridley was filming me, of course, and then they brought a separate vehicle just to put me in a van. And as they were putting me into the van and, you know, buckling my seatbelt, which I couldn't do because I was handcuffed, I asked one of the officers, you know, rhetorically, aren't there dangerous people out there?
They could be arresting
me. And he said something fascinating. He said, yeah, people like you.
Mm. And you are, frankly, as dangerous as they come to these people because you are doing the very worst thing possible. You are disobeying.
Yes, it was a very telling statement. And then they shut the doors and I was alone for the first time in several hours. And it was the first time there weren't any cameras on me. And all of a sudden the situation kind of hit me and I started crying in the back of this cop car.
Mm. First arrest, right? Ever?
It was my first arrest ever.
Yeah. Did you cry at your first arrest, Ian?
No.
Okay, I just want to see.
Okay, well, it was scary because there were these men I did not know, and it's not like any of my friends could do anything about it, because if they did, they could
get killed.
Be shot to death. You understand the violence of the system on a whole new level when they're actually putting the handcuffs on you.
And saying that you're a dangerous person.
And, and telling me that I was one of those dangerous people. And so the same police officer, when we pulled into the garage, literally a block away from Veterans Park.
They could have just walked you there.
They could have.
Yeah. Oh, well, I guess
I'll... Stand by. You can continue the story here in moments. I want to find out what this cop said to you again here. Sabrigel is with us, one of the hosts of Flaming Freedom. You can go to flamingfreedom.com, check out their show. It is quite entertaining, and I hope you'll enjoy it. Of course, I expect we'll see Dale here and Neil as the week rounds out, and of course Buzz's big gay dance party happens on Friday.
Which Flaming Freedom is a sponsor.
Yeah, more coming up. Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press, Quantum Vibes. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibes. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features and corporate villains crave the opportunity.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels and their memory and their mood and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We're here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Porkfest X. It's the 10th one. It's so great to be here every single year and be a part of this event where we get to meet all kinds of wonderful folks. And every year, of course, new Free Talk Live listeners that we've never met before show up. And that's always fun. In fact, we've got some special AMP t-shirts that we're going to start giving out to our amplifiers as of tomorrow night, which look really great.
They look good.
And of course, the Free Talk Live gear is also on site. Johnson actually has his own booth. So if you are at Porcupine Porkfest X, just walk down Agora Alley and look for the Free Talk Live booth. You can get Free Talk Live hoodies and
I got another
t-shirts.
Zip-up hoodie. I had one long ago. I lost it somewhere along the line. I don't know where. I haven't had it for a couple of years, and now I have another zip-up hoodie.
It's great. And so the Porcupine Freedom Festival is your chance to meet over 1,000 liberty-loving people, people who, many of whom are considering making a move to New Hampshire and becoming a part of the Free State Project to get active so we can achieve liberty in our lifetime, because we have to concentrate activism in one place to achieve more freedom. We're going to continue with one of those Free Staters stories here in a moment. Sabriel is with us from FlamingFreedom.com.
One of the results of concentrating activism in one state is that New Hampshire is now the mecca of liberty-oriented media. We produce more liberty-oriented media here in New Hampshire than they do any place, probably every place around the world. One of those shows is the School Sucks Project. It's a podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community. They promote real education and deconstruct state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, history, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. Go to schoolsuchproject.com and check out the Logic Saves Lives podcast series. Sharpen your debate skills and strengthen your intellectual self-defense. Schoolsucksproject.com.
All right, so Sabriel with us again. You're telling us about what happened, what was this, 2 years ago? How long ago?
This was October 2011.
Okay, so about a year and a half.
Yes.
And you and some others were in Manchester's Veterans Park. There was some Occupy going on. The police had kind of left it alone for a few days. And then they came in and they demanded that you leave. And they said that if you don't leave, we're going to arrest you. They gave it, you know, they gave everybody a chance to leave, and a bunch of people did, unfortunately.
I did, in fact.
You did leave.
I did leave.
And then came back?
Yeah, I said to myself, my first arrest is not going to be on behalf of Occupy New Hampshire. I had only been part of it for 5 days. I wasn't that emotionally invested in it. And so when the police showed up, I left. And then I'm walking to the car, to my car, and talking to myself, and I realized that if I left, I would regret it. And that I didn't come to New Hampshire to be pushed around by bullies. And so sighed a deep sigh.
Here
and
we go.
Turned around and went back. Yeah, so I missed the whole part where they lined up to get their tickets, which was a little ridiculous.
So these are the people who were...
And you weren't completely on board with everything that the occupiers were doing in Manchester. You went there to have a conversation with them.
Well, there was a big... Every Occupy movement was its own thing. So even though I disagreed with, like, the manifesto that had come out of Occupy Wall Street, Occupy New Hampshire was just beginning. So we could make it whatever we wanted. Mm-hmm. And myself and a lot of other Free Staters wanted to make sure that voluntary solutions were part of the conversation. And we did that, and we made a lot of friends,
great friends who've really become supporters,
who are here at Porkfest,
and were last year too.
Yes, and last year too. One of them is giving a talk on social media tomorrow. So it's just it all turned out for the best. Our involvement in Occupy New Hampshire.
And the fact that you stood in solidarity with them, I'm sure, really helped, build your credibility as well.
Yeah.
So you came back in, you got arrested, this cop, they put you in the van, a cop makes a statement to you about how bad of a person you are, that basically he was happy to be taking you off the streets, and then you arrived at the station and something else was said to you.
Right. So we were in the garage, and the other cop wasn't there anymore. The van stopped and the doors opened. No camera protecting me anymore, I had tears on my face because I was rather shaken by my kidnapping, and the cop said, "Why are you crying?" And I answered honestly. I said, "I'm scared," and this strange man, and he and I are alone in a situation.
In a van, right?
In a van. I'm handcuffed, and he has all the power, all
total
the authority,
control.
Total control over the situation. I said, I answered him, "I'm scared," and he said, "You should be."
Whoa. Yeah, like, what does that mean? I mean, what kind of menacing, disgusting thing is that exactly? You know, he doesn't know this person. He doesn't know what's going on in her mind. He just wants to menace someone.
Yeah, it's intimidation.
Yeah, and so that didn't really help stem my tears.
Mm-hmm. why would it?
Yeah, and so he brought me into the waiting area and handcuffed me to the bench, and that's where I formed. It really forms a close bond when you're arrested with other people for the same reasons, and then they comfort you after the cops terrorize you. So that was an aspect of making good friends out of some of the occupiers.
Yeah, absolutely. Was there more to what this guy said or did? Was
no,
I... Have you seen him since? On the streets?
No.
That's a surprise.
God.
I wonder if he's with the department, because Manchester is bigger than Keene, where we live,
but you guys
only have about four times or five times the police. So, yeah, odds are good you're going to see this guy again if he continues to work for them.
Well, I'm not usually in public situation. So, I'm not a keen person who's always interacting with the police. That I don't mean that in any
kind of
way. I
just mean walking down the street, you might see him.
Yeah, I haven't. I usually try not to make eye contact.
I wouldn't say that everyone in Keene interacts with the police.
I know. I'm just messing around.
So I feel like I'm dancing around what happened with the police officer when I say menacing. What did you think when he said to you, you should be scared. You're sitting in a police van, in the back of a police van. There's no one around, no police officers, no occupiers, no cameras, no nothing. You're handcuffed in the back of the van. Anything can happen. What did you think he meant when he said that?
Well, to be honest, my first or maybe second thought was, oh, everybody's going to love to hear this, because it was such a, like, clear, horrible example of, like, the negativity and the danger that cops are aware they have this power, and they're not, you know, they're not trying to comfort you or make you feel like, you know, oh, well, you're a citizen and I'm just doing my job.
No, you're a criminal.
I'm a criminal. Right. A dangerous criminal. So that my first reaction was, okay, I need to remember this exactly as it happened so that I can repeat it to his superior officer and to the community once I get out of this
hellhole. Did you repeat it to his superior officer?
Yes.
And they did they blow you off?
No, he said, oh, well, I'll look into this.
Mm-hmm. That's a blow off. Did he look into it and follow up with you?
Well, I did get a letter in the mail that said my complaint had been examined and appropriate action had been taken.
That's a blow off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Appropriate action. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. We took him out for a beer.
Yeah. That's probably.
Tell us that story again, Joe, about what you did to that girl.
Yeah. It wasn't.
I mean, it sounds for all the world to me like a threat of violence.
It does.
It rings at that, yeah. Yep. And in a situation like that, I mean, I've been in a similar situation where I've been in the back of a police car and pulled into the police sally port, and no one else is around, and there's just that one cop, and I know that cop was upset at me, so I was like, I thought to myself, well, is this the time where I get a good beating? You know, I don't know. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Just have to resign yourself. Whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
It isn't pretty. I mean, it's just it's saddening to think that police officers are going around. I guess, you know, the idea is if I scare her enough, she's not going to, you know, step out of line any longer. And it paints a picture as to how they look at us.
Yeah, but you weren't stepping out of line. Were you? You weren't being dragged into the van. Were you being non-cooperative in that way when you were being arrested, or were you somewhat cooperative?
No, I just stood there and answered their questions and walked. We had legal counsel.
So you didn't.
Us not to resist.
Right. You didn't have to be carried into the van or anything like that.
But they refused to leave the park when they were told to leave the park.
True.
Yes, I was being disobedient.
But
Western civilization could crumble if you do not obey the police. They believe that Western civilization will crumble.
That much is true. They've made that argument in court, and I believe they made that argument at your trial, yes. Sabriel. I wish we had more time. Thank you for coming on Free Talk Live.
Thank you very
tonight.
Much, Ian.
Sabriel from FlamingFreedom.com. We've got more coming up here from Porkfest X, the 2013 edition, and we'll be back. Hour number two is next.
Online Bitcoin poker at SealsWithClubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at SealsWithClubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at SealsWithClubs.eu. No seals or harm in the making of this advertisement.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We
the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 2237.